Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions today in my lucky dip. The first question comes from Sally, who says, the big one for me at the moment is aging. I really don't want to give up any tips. And I think this is a choice we all make. I do sometimes see people where I think they've really just given up, like they've gone to, you know, whatever is comfortable and without any thought to style. And we don't have to do that. This is a choice. Just because we're getting older doesn't mean we can't be stylish. And I think, you know, old rules of, oh, you turn 40 and you've got to cut your hair off short, and that, you know, you can't wear a pair of jeans when you're 70 years old, and all those sorts of things, they are a load of garbage. There are no rules anymore in the way that there used to be kind of rules of what we had to wear as we got older. So it's really up to you. And it's about finding your style. And I think this is the thing is, when you see someone who has found their own personal style, which is an expression of their personality, who they are on the inside, expressed on the outside, then they always look more stylish, regardless of age. And I think this is something to think about. And this is where getting that style education really helps, because it's something that we aren't taught. And often it's a skill we haven't learned. And it is a science. There is a lot of science behind why some things work and why some things don't work. And that relates to personality, it relates to bodies, colouring, all those sorts of elements that go into style. And of course, our style has to suit our lifestyle. And one of the things I notice, and this is something I see all the time, that as we get older, we are less prepared to be uncomfortable. I know when I was younger, I was way more prepared to be uncomfortable for style, particularly my feet. Now, as I've gotten older, it's like, you know, I can't be bothered with that. And also often as we age, we may get some health issues that might affect what we can wear. And there's other things that come into, you know, making the decisions about what clothes we wear. But there's no reason why you cannot be stylish as you get older. Yeah, you may not have the body you had when you're a teenager or a 20-year-old, but it's learning to dress the body you have today and expressing the person you are today. And you're probably a much more confident and self-assured person than you were when you were younger. And you probably know yourself a lot better. And so therefore, it's actually easier to find your style. When we're young, one of the things I always notice when I'm doing my kind of personality quiz and stuff with someone who's in there, it's like 25 and under, they often really don't know themselves. They think they're kind of everything. They're like, oh, I'm rebellious and I'm traditional and I'm this and I'm that, and like kind of opposing kind of personality traits, rather than as we get older, we really get to know who we are much more. And therefore, it's actually much easier to define your style as you get older in that way. And then it's just figuring out what are the clothes that work for you today, rather than like looking back and thinking, I used to wear things like that. Because body shapes change and colouring changes and all these things keep changing, just as we keep changing and growing our whole lives. So I think it is getting that style education and deciding that you're not going to give up, deciding that you'll wear an accessory or that you'll, you know, you'll put things together in a flattering way, that you'll find the colours that suit you. I have so many clients who are more mature, more advanced in their age, but also they've got incredible style. And this is because it's something that they want to take care of. And it doesn't have to take long every day. That's the other thing. It doesn't have to take long. You can be comfortable and you can be stylish. And thank God, modern fabric technologies mean that you can pretty much have stretch in anything these days, which really does add so much comfort to our clothing compared to, you know, what used to be where everything was very constrictive. Like even things like jackets, like this jacket, it's got some stretch in it. So it is comfortable. It kind of like acts like a cardigan, but looks smarter. And that's where we have, you know, so many more options available to us. And we don't, you know, we've got the world open to us as far as where we get our clothes from as well. We don't have to just stuck going into the old lady stores. So I think if you've decided you don't want to give up, then don't give up. And I think that is fabulous, because style is a great way of, you know, creative expression of who you are as a person. And it really does make a huge difference to our psyche psyche, about how we feel about ourselves. And there's lots of research that goes into this. And there is research that shows that when you have given up, you're often depressed. So that is something as well, that if you do feel like you're giving up, maybe it's time to go and talk to your doctor about your mental health, because they are related things. Next question comes from Lee, who says, my biggest issue with fashion is finding ready-made clothes that fit well enough to wear comfortably and look good. I wear a size 8 jean but need a 14 to 16 top to fit my bust line. However, the 14, 16 shoulders, necks and sleeves, openings, sleeve lengths are too big to look nice on me. This is pretty common if you have a large bust compared to your frame. What is great now, Lee, is there are actually a lot of large bust retailers now, where you don't go to regular stores. You will not find you wanted what you want in regular stores. I know, you know, it used to be the same thing, where to get my bust in something, I had to have like three sizes too big and the shoulders and all those sorts of things. But there are fantastic large bust retailers. I do have blog posts to point you in the direction of them, or of some of them anyway. And you can probably just search for large bust retailers. They are making clothes that will fit your large bust and your shoulders and your waist and the arms and all those sorts of things. So head over to the blog, just put in large bust into the search bar, and you will find all the posts on large bust, but you'll also find those large bust retailers as well. So don't give up, and just don't stop shopping in the regular shops, and just accept you'll probably have to shop online for large bust stuff, but it is going to be much more successful than trying to shop in regular stores. Unless, you know, and you know, you can always make it yourself, but if you haven't got the time, the energy, the skills, all those sorts of things, then go to the large bust retailers. There are actually quite a few out there now, and I think there's getting more and more as time goes on. My last question today comes from Erica, who says, how can I combine my feminine style personality with a relaxed lifestyle? I love florals, lace, pink shirts and dresses and feminine details, but as I stay, I'm a stay-at-home mum with five kids, including a baby that I'm breastfeeding, I need my clothes to be practical, comfortable and casual. I also have to think that I've got a medium high value contrast and medium colour contrast, so that the very low contrast pastel that look feminine doesn't work for me. I'd appreciate any tips. So when we are thinking about how do I combine my feminine style with my relaxed and practical lifestyle, things I think about are that you can have like some of those lighter colours, but it just might not be head to toe. It just might be an accent here or there, or just in a t-shirt, something that's very easy to wash and wear. But look for, rather than a plain relaxed t-shirt, look for a t-shirt maybe that has a floral pattern, or maybe it has a little bit of lace trim on the shoulders. There's often things that if you can look past the plain and the boring, look a little bit further, you will find things that have those feminine details that make you happy. So look for, you know, like, you know, the t-shirt that's got the feminine detail, make sure it's a shaped t-shirt rather than a boxy one. You know, so yeah, you've probably got to wear pairs of jeans and things like that. And that's, you know, a lot. And I know when you've got babies, often pants are, you know, much more practical when you're up and down off the floor all the time. But it's even just looking for, can I find the feminine detail version of the relaxed and practical garment? So it doesn't have to be head to toe, but it will make you feel more comfortable. And I know for me, because I have quite feminine personality, for me, it was wearing ballet flats, like comfortable ballet flats with my jeans instead of a pair of sneakers. That felt me, made me feel more like me, even when I was wearing those really kind of practical clothes that you tend to wear in the early years. But then also too, is as soon as I kind of like, you know, in summer and think there's nothing wrong with wearing, you know, like there's lots of knit dresses and stretchy dresses and things like that, that are very wash and wear. You can chuck them in the washing machine, that are really quite feminine, that are actually really quite practical as well. You know, just a dress doesn't have to be something that's impractical. Not all dresses are evening wear or fancy dress. There are many, you know, kind of wrap dress styles and things like that made from stretch knit fabrics that you basically chuck in the washing machine, hang it up when it comes out of the washing machine, there it is, it's ready to go. And it's very easy. So we can often kind of talk ourselves out of thinking it's completely impractical when really, you know, it is something that could be practical if you just find it in the right fabric and then look for those details. So make sure that anything you buy has a feminine detail to it in some way. And it could be a feminine color. It could be a lace trim. It could be a floral print. You know, it look could be just sometimes it's little details on things that add that little feminine touch that still is a practical garment. I think it's making sure that you're looking for those details rather than accepting kind of the plain, the chunky, the very relaxed, which is not your style. So we can always find these things. They are around. I mean, there's so much stuff in the world these days, but it is finding that version for you. So don't settle for the it'll do, for the very relaxed, just because your lifestyle is currently very practical. And I know, you know, like in breastfeeding, but I've still seen like plenty of, you know, breastfeeding tops and things where there's still that little bit of femininity to it. So I think it's just making sure that you look for some sort of feminine detail within those practical category of clothing so that you still feel like you. And the thing is, you know, when you've got small kids, I mean, I used to wear white t-shirts all the time when I was breastfeeding because the white milk stains looked less than on darker clothing, which may seem, you know, banana hands are less obvious on her on something lighter than they are on something dark. So it is one of those things, but it was just all like, you know, cheap t-shirts that I could throw in the wash, you know, every day after every wearing and not stress that I was, you know, destroying anything, you know, that was too great or precious. So thank you again for your questions. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate you being here, taking the time out of your day. And do let me know how I can help you. And of course, I do have my 7 Steps to Style program, which will help you get out of your style rut and give you your style education you need to help you make those choices, because knowledge is power. It truly is with style. It is so important to get that knowledge because we are just not taught this at school or growing up, all those sorts of things. And yet we have to get dressed our whole lives. So I always think, get the knowledge, you've got the power, and then you can make the best decisions for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.